When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesternino back. We've got a big traders exit interview here today as we're going to talk with one of the traders. It's Parvati Shallow, who is going to be here to talk about getting banished by the faithful after many weeks of treachery in the Scottish castle. Parvati is going to be here with Pooya and I to talk about her experience. Of course, you could see the video of this on our YouTube channel at robisawebsite.com/YouTube. What a big week here on the podcast, because Parvati, in a couple of moments, Boston Rob yesterday talking about going back to Deal or No Deal Island. That was a very fun interview. Hope you didn't miss that one. And then later on today, we're getting the whole gang back together. Ethan's on. Not to mention I had News AF with Tyson today. I mean, the core four of the best friends who ever were from Winners at War, all stopping by the podcast here in one way or another. So Ethan's on the Traders Feedback Show. Don't miss that one either. Make sure you're subscribed for all of that. All right, let's go ahead and bring in our interview with Parvati Shallow. All right, how lucky are we to be joined here by royalty, of course, the Black Widow, the winner of Survivor Micronesia, the Duchess of Deceit, the Mistress of Murder. It's Parvati Shallow. Parvati, how are you?
I'm really loving all my new nicknames.
So many.
I'm like, I could just decide, who do I want to be this morning when I wake up?
Yes.
A Black Widow, a Mistress of Murder. What's calling?
Okay, well, we're calling you because we want to hear about everything that went on The Traders. How are you feeling after it's all over, looking back?
Man, I feel sad. I really wish I would have been able to stick around a little longer. It's been such a fun, kind of really unexpected ride of excitement and adventure. When I said yes to go do the show, I was thinking like, oh yeah, this will be a fun game. I loved the fact that Alan Cumming was the host. He's an icon. And the outfits and the castle and the different kinds of people from different shows. I thought that would be a blast. I did not anticipate the level of enthusiasm from audiences and fans. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
I feel like of all the cast members, you were definitely one that stuck out to me that really leaned into the aesthetic of the castle with the outfit. Can you speak a little bit on the outfits you had chosen out for this venture?
Look, I got the memo. This is a campy theatrical experience. It's like Knives Out. It's like Clue. It's like these game shows that I grew up adoring. And I used to play murder mystery parties when I was in high school with my friends, and we would wear these glam beaded gowns and these outfits and furs. And we would just go over the top. So when they called me to do Traitors, I knew that I was going to go hard into the character aspect, especially because I could be picked as a traitor and I wanted to like do it big, you know? So I chose Blair Waldorf as my fashion inspiration. It was either between her or Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek. And I mean, she's the best, but I didn't know if I could pull off all the wigs. So I went with the headbands instead.
Yes, you understood the assignment.
I understood the assignment loud and clear.
Yes. Okay. Parvati, I'm curious to know, you had like a day when you were a faithful before you got recruited. How do you think you would have done as one of the faithful?
I think I would have done okay as one of the faithful had Larsa not called me out immediately at the round table. But because I already come into these games with such a big target, I already have to work harder than other people to earn people's trust. And then when Larsa put an extra target on me at the round table, I was like, I gotta be a traitor now, because people are already gonna be suspicious of me. I thought I would have a harder time. Had that not happened, listen, I am really good at telling when people are lying. I'm really good at it.
We know. We got that.
So I would be a great faithful if people would trust me enough.
When you walked into the turret, you take the cloak down, you see in front of you Dan and Phaedra. What were your thoughts on the two of them being your teammates for this journey?
It was epic. I was cackling. I was gleeful. It was so exciting. Phaedra was such an enigma to me from the moment I met her. She had millions of jobs. She was a housewife. She was a lawyer. She was a mortician and a Reiki master. And I was like, who is this person? And then she went to University of Georgia, which I also went to University of Georgia. So I just found her endlessly fascinating. And her outfits and her, like, you can't even see her eyeballs. She's like a Muppet. She's like a character. Like, who are you in there? So I was like, oh, she's going to be a great traitor. And then Dan, I thought, was this strategic genius from Big Brother that I'd heard about. But I hadn't watched his seasons of Big Brother. I just knew from other people. So he had a similar reputation to me on Survivor, but him on Big Brother. So I was like, this is a dynamic duo.
Parvati, how does this all change if going back to that one night when Dan says, all right, let me cook. I got to get my shot tonight. Okay. I'm going after Pete. He says that I know where the shield is going to be. And you said, I think he's lying. He said, no, trust me. I got this. If Dan listens to you that night, does this all turn out radically different?
Radically different. I think for all of us, because Dan really going for Bergy was the traitor's downfall, because then Dan didn't want to go after me and take me out at the round table. So he pinpointed Phaedra and he blew up every single traitor's game with that move. I think Phaedra had a long runway all the way to the end had Dan not done that. And now she's going to have to fight a lot harder. And for me, it was like I was lumped in with Dan with that lie. So with Bergy trying to be murdered and then not be murdered, it just implicated me right alongside Dan. And that was something that was really, I couldn't shake it.
After Dan leaves and y'all go back to the turret, we see that you get the opportunity to recruit. And you said, I want this pilot on our team. I want to bring him in. Can you speak more on to what got you to that decision and how you felt about it?
Yes, it was a decision made fueled with rage and vengeance.
Yep.
Look, I can't always be chill all the time in these games. I was so annoyed with Peter. He would not stop. He was like a dog with a bone. And I was like, okay, dude, like, you want to play with me? I'm going to play with you right back. If you don't take this deal, I'm going to kill you first chance I get. And that was in my mind. But I thought, like, also, I was like really embracing the villain aspect of being a traitor. And I was like, what if we can really turn this good guy into a bad guy? How fun would that be? It was like getting like Spider-Man to go dark, you know? Mm-hmm. Could we do it? And how fun would that be to watch that kind of play out? Because what I really love about traitors is it's the polarity of the contestants in there. It's like faithfuls are doing it for the right reasons and the traitors are the bad guys. And you have to have this tension between the both ends in order to make the drama like fun to watch. So for me, I was like, this is the most dramatic we can get. And if this guy turns, this is going to be really fun. Also, I was so backed into a corner at that point. I thought any other move I made would just be like watery. And it wouldn't really make any, it wouldn't make enough of a splash to keep the, like, get the heat off of me or to create enough chaos or drama in the house for me to stick around longer. So I was just, I was doing the best I could with a very, very little support.
Parv, the last kill you got in was Bergy. Was there a real temptation to go in a different direction than Bergy? Maybe go for somebody like Trishel on that last kill you got in?
Oh, Trishel and I had kind of a good bond, like an unspoken sort of, I got you, you got me kind of bond. I didn't want to kill her because she was like I didn't have many allies in the castle. She was like the one who was like not gunning for me. So I was like, I'm not going to kill her, but MJ would have been a good person to kill, but MJ was really tight with Phaedra. So honestly, Bergy was kind of the only option we had.
We had noticed in the last couple episodes, I feel like they've shown more of you and John interacting quite a bit, even up until the last time we saw the two of you speak, where you put on a little bit of acting on him. How is John in this castle? How is interacting with this guy?
He and I had a really kind of sweet relationship. A lot of other people were really frosty towards me. Like, they thought I was a traitor, so they avoided me. They wouldn't talk to me. Or if I came into the room, they would walk up and walk out and leave. Or they were just point blank rude. But John was like always very sweet and complimentary and telling me how strong I was. And he's like, your spirit is unflagging and you're the essence of Margaret Thatcher herself. And
I was like,
that's not a compliment, John.
Like, oh,
being Margaret Thatcher, she's like
strong
known
leader
to be. She's a strong leader. Yeah, great, but like also not very like warm and delightful. Anyway, he and I like had this kind of like banter when the cameras were off or when we weren't gaming. We would have conversations, and I shared a lot with him about my life. So that like conversation that we had where I was teary with him, it wasn't out of nowhere. Like we'd had multiple conversations about like the things that I had gone through personally in his life as well. So I thought I had enough of a rapport built with him to do that. Otherwise it would have been just like kind of whack. Mm-hmm. But he was such an interesting person because in the very beginning of the game, there was a lot of suspicion on him because of his weird breathing at the round table. And everyone was like, oh, do you have asthma or not? And he's like, do I know? I don't know what's happening. He was always so confused. He was sort of like the court jester of the castle. Like, he would fall in every challenge. He would run to get the ball too soon before Alan told us. And Alan would like make a cheeky joke about him. And he made us laugh. But so there was suspicion on him at first. But then like the second or third round table, he holds up his goblet and his glass of water that we have at the table. And he's like, I swear on the lives of my family and children, I am a faithful to the bitter end. And then everyone was like, okay, well, we believe he's a faithful. And everyone, like, they were like, you can't say things like that. Like, that is going to mess with the game. And every faithful is going to say that. And so you can't say things like that anymore. So he was called out for saying that, but the damage was done. He was already like, everybody was like, okay, this guy is not messing around. He's a faithful. And there was some, like, there were some interesting dynamics happening in the castle with the men, mm-hmm. where they really leaned, like I leaned into the villainous, kind of like cackling, having a good time being mischievous. And they leaned into this moral and ethic superiority that was like, we're faithfuls and we're the good guys and we're here on the side of justice and goodness. And they were like, we'd rather die faithful. We'd rather sacrifice ourselves than betray mm-hmm. our fellow faithfuls. It was so like some kind of government experiment. It reminded me like the prison experiment where they put people in roles. They really took that on. And I thought that was so interesting because on Heroes versus Villains on Survivor, similar things happen.
Sure. Yeah.
When you categorize people, they tend to really fit into their role and go for it.
A lot of the heroes acting dumb.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go back with Heroes versus Villains. You came in with Sandra and there was maybe a little tense at first, but it sounds like that you two worked out your differences. But we didn't really get to see too much of you two interacting and working together on the show. Can you talk a little bit about what your working relationship was with Sandra in the game?
Yeah, the thing with Traitors that makes it uniquely different to Survivor is Traitors is a TV show first, and then it's a game second. So with Traitors, it's like, okay, we're filming a lot. There's a lot of like stop downs, change your outfits. We're going to go do this challenge. Now we're going to get in these cars and we're going to go the Land Rovers and we're going to go back to the castle. And then you got to change your outfit and get back into the castle and the different rooms and strategize. So there was so much like logistic coordinating that was happening with the show that made it difficult to have a lot of game conversations. There wasn't like Survivor, you have so much downtime on the beach. You can kind of wander off and have a conversation with someone without it being too suspicious. Traitors is not like that. There is a hot spotlight on you constantly as a contestant. And for me, when people were like really starting to become more and more certain that I was a traitor, most people avoided me because you don't want to hang out with a traitor. It makes you look suspicious. People were suspicious of Sandra as well. So had Sandra and I spent a lot of time connecting, or really I don't know time connecting, it would have looked worse for her knowing she's a faithful. And for me, I didn't want to get too close to her because I didn't want to murder her. I wanted to keep her in the game because she wasn't coming after me. And I felt like she would always kind of like randomly throw me a bone here and there when we would like cross each other in the hallway. She'd be like, all they got on you is that like you told Dan about the shield. And so she was like throwing me little like treats, and I was protecting her, but that was kind of the extent of our capacity. I think if Sandra and I had a chance to play a second time, then it's like, you just learn a lot the first time. Like for me, I just learned so much the first time. I'm absorbing information. Like, okay, I would change this. I would do this differently. It would be okay to take time with this person here. But it was like so much craziness so fast. And I was so freaked out holding the lie of being a traitor. I wasn't thinking straight most of the time. I was just like trying to keep myself, like my feet on the floor, because I felt like I was levitating out of my skin most of the time while I was playing the game. So I was like, okay, settle, calm, calm, calm. How do you have a conversation with someone when you feel like you can't even speak a word right anymore? Like, so yeah, I think if Sandra and I had the opportunity to play again, we could make some more strategic moves.
So then I think you just answered the question, but I'm going to ask it. You get the phone call for another returning season, get a second chance in. Are you in or out?
Oh, I would do it again. I mean, look, enough time goes by and I forget the trauma. Also, it's just so fun to watch. It's like the difference between playing Survivor after I'm done with Survivor. It's so intensely grueling and it's so suffery that I don't really want to watch it afterwards because I kind of know what to expect and it's so blah. But with Traitors, I'm like, oh, it's such a fun show to watch. Like you get to watch the outfits. You get to watch people looking so uncomfortable. Like MJ trying to get into the room with Peter and them saying, can you give us a minute? And she's like, I don't want to miss anything. And then just freezes. And I'm like, I wasn't there for that moment, but I'm glad I got to see it as a viewer. So I would play again just to be able to watch it.
Parv, I know you have to run. Thank you for making some time to talk with us. That I read the feature on you from Paper, and I just want to say how happy I am for everything that's going on in your world and all of the amazing things that are happening for you. So, Parvati, thank you for being here, and we're so happy for you.
Oh, man. Thanks, Rob. I'm so delighted. I'm in a really good spot.
Okay, Parvati, thank you so much. Take care, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Our old friend, Parvati Shallow, back here on the podcast talking about The Traitors. So happy for Parvati, everything that she's got going on. What a fun run for her here on the show, and appreciate her making some time to come here and talk with Puya and me. We are switching gears, and we are going to get into our Traders Feedback Show with Parvati's friend and mine, Ethan Zahn, coming up later on here today. Make sure you don't miss any of that. Go to robiswebsite.com/subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to our main feed, to our Traders feed, whatever you like, and make sure you don't miss any of our podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.